All right, that brings us to the end of the songs. Congratulations, everybody who made it this far.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, is it going to be like last time where we're going to have three more eliminations? I can't remember.
Only Nivius knows. Actually, that's probably not true, but I don't think I've ever understood how this works.
All right, so, okay, it looks like in Nurein 13, there were four total people who did not go on to round three. And I actually, it looks like it's four up until we get to round six or something like that.
Okay, so Paco didn't submit, so he's one of the four.
Yeah. All right, so...
And Mike Lamb didn't submit, so he's also one of the four. So does that mean we're dropping two?
You know, I want to say that, but on the other hand, it's like I said last podcast, Nurein 3 and 4 and 13 and 14 all started out the same. So per that model, according to Nurein 13, there should be four eliminations. But having said that, according to Nurein 4, there should be five eliminations. And also according to Nurein 3. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I go back to my statement about only Nivius knows.
That's right. Don't come to this podcast for information. Just for blah, 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 blah.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah. It was mean, but it's fair.
Yeah. I laughed so hard, dude.
Yeah.
I listened to that song so many times.
Yeah. But it's not fair. I mean, the kind of vetting that we needed to go through to be able to be judges for Nurein.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh. All of those. I had to get so much notarized. It was crazy. Yeah. Anyhow, okay. So do we want to talk about high bucket, low bucket sort of stuff? Or just high bucket or anything?
Yeah. So let's see. In my high bucket, I've got Agony Sauce.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think, you know, you should get some sort of recognition for being the best at the challenge.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's similar to how you thought about Nick Soma last time, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not sure if I'm there or not, but I think I might be. So I need to really think about that, though. Because, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And let's see. Frankie Bigface. Also in my high bucket, along with Grumpy Mike and Rain Watt.
That's a lot in your high bucket.
Actually, I gotta say, I think Rain is gonna miss my high bucket. Ugh. And then it's the middle high bucket, which is terrible. There's so much in there, right?
Yeah, it's almost everything else is in that mid-high bucket, which is such a shame because you're thinking like, well, three or four of those are gonna get eliminated.
Oh, dude, I have to put Vowel Sounds in the top bucket.
Yeah.
They're just at the bottom of my list. I missed them.
Well, my high bucket is going to be Abominominous. I really like that. Agony Sauce and Rain Watt. And that doesn't mean the others don't deserve to be in there. It's just that the next step down is the high mid and almost everybody else is in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you come up with any criteria for sorting that high mid bucket?
No, it's all just what I admire, what I want to hear over and over and over again, and what I think is, you know, more objectively admirable, whether I want to hear it or not, which is harder to put your finger on because you're looking for stuff to dislike about it if you dislike it in your gut, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. What do you think about, you know, the Sunday Colors? They wrote a great song, but they didn't put anywhere near the production quality in that even Ugin Hunter and Friends did. How do you balance that out?
I
almost feel like songwriting is more important than production. And I have to give the edge to the Sunday Colors for that.
Yeah. I really like that. I really like the lyrics and I like the vocal performance. And I feel bad though. Part of the commie in me really wants to be able to not judge somebody's raw vocal talent against them if they don't have that but can still write excellent songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And part of maybe that's because I can sympathize with that because I don't have any raw vocal talent, but I'm a genius musically. So yeah, no, not really. But yeah, but you know, so it's like it's a hard thing to figure out. I don't know what to say. When it comes right down to it, I think the gut is going to drive a lot more of this than I feel comfortable admitting to.
Yeah, and I think on some level that's just got to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, people don't have a choice when it comes right down to it.
Yeah.
So, and that's also a shame. But at least now we have people having their rankings attributed and everybody is reviewing, which is a great, great thing.
A great, great thing. I'm so, so happy about that. I hope that Neurine folks realize that they're getting kind of a good deal.
Yeah. And the competitors, I don't know if it's typically this active, but more competitors are reviewing than I recall in previous years. And it's all just great. I mean, they're certainly reviewing a lot more than they're reviewing Songfight songs. So yeah, good stuff. Great, great, great. Your songs, all you competitors out there, they're too good. Start making some lame stuff that we can put in the bottom or else we're going to have a really, really tough time. Just like this round.
Hey, so, Ryan, do you want to talk about the current title and challenge?
Sure, yeah. The current title is Color Me Blank. Blank doesn't have to be a blank. It doesn't have to be just Color Me. You can do Color Me Bad, Color Me Impressed, Color Me Anything, or Color Me Nothing. And just do whatever you like.
Color Me She's Buying a Stairway to Heaven.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, no, that'd be terrible. But then the challenge is, what is the challenge again?
It is to sample a vocal hook and use it in the song.
That's right. That's right. And I think there was a lot of people asking for clarification and I get it. But yeah, any vocal hook at all, it doesn't even have to be a hook, any sort of vocal sample at all. It doesn't have to be free from backing music. But the trick is, you know, don't take like an entire chorus wholesale or an entire song wholesale and put it into your song. This has to be an original composition where you're incorporating something into your composition. I'm looking forward to hearing what people come up with.
Yeah, I also expect those samples to be used in memorable ways. That's why I think the term hook is in there, is because I want that to be a catchy, good part of the song.
Yeah, I think that I can probably guess that most of the judges will be disappointed if you just check that box by putting it somewhere not noticeable. You know,
yeah.
If you put it like in the background or put a little introductory kind of quote.
Yeah, or a spoken word bridge.
Yeah, it all kind of depends on how it comes about. We'll see.
Yeah, I think I would also feel better if someone manipulated it in a clever way. I think I'd give extra points for that. Like if they pitched it or chopped it or did something cool in the manipulation of it. Don't have to, but I could see that being very cool.
Yeah, maybe there's some popular auto-tune videos on YouTube.
Oh yeah, those are always cool. I remember when I tried that, though, it just didn't turn out very well. Yeah. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah. Well, but anything. I think, you know, we're kind of getting up there. So I think these challenges are going to be gradually a little more challenging. And hopefully if people have real trouble, we'll be able to weed some more out a little bit more easily than these past rounds have been.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any shout outs?
Thanks to my lovely wife, Sarah, for, you know, putting up with me neglecting her for an entire day while I furiously scribble notes into my closet here. And also I would like to thank my work for me not being very productive today and listening to music and writing notes. So thank you.
Shout out to Nivius. Thanks so much for doing such a bang up job on all of this, staying up late nights to make sure that the turnaround goes smoothly and completely. And yeah, just really wonderful, impressive job. Also, I listened to some Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost stuff on Bandcamp, and I would highly recommend it. All you guys got to head out there and check it out. Some wonderful stuff out there. Nivius can sing. He's really talented. What else? Shout out to my husband. Thank you for all the love and support and your patience. Shout out to Lunkhead for doing such a great job with Songfight while he's also in Marison and Berkeley social scene, submitting songs to this, just too impressive.
And traveling.
And traveling and getting his flights canceled. So just, yeah, it's too much. Too awesome.
It takes a village, people.
That's the next title. No. But yeah, also shout out to Brian and to Alice. Thanks for being awesome.
I'd also like to give a shout out to The New Ugly, the original, and some might argue best, Neurine podcast. The New Ugly, available now at podcast.songlander.com and wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Right.
All right, we're out.
Jerkatorium? I take a hard pass. Put them both together and you almost have a podcast.
Almost, not quite.
Their opinions are invalid. Two jerks, one vote.